From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Save the Children is an organization usually associated with helping children in need overseas. But now it's trying something new to help families displaced by Hurricane Katrina. At a FEMA trailer park in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, Save the Children is planning to build a new playground and community center. It's the first time FEMA has cooperated with the charity this way. And as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, it could be a model for other trailer parks.
When you walk around Diamond Park, an hour or so south of New Orleans, you wonder what the children who live here do. As with most FEMA trailer sites, there's lots of gravel, rocks, dust, and young children, as many as 400 under age 13. The site is so big that the gravel roads actually have street names. They're named after baseball greats like Clemente and DiMaggio. On one side of the park is an old playground with two green slides, a couple of swings, and some bars for climbing. Pieces of the wooden fence surrounding the area have been pulled off and are scattered on the ground.
It's totally been shaken from its foundation and certainly not up to any sort of code right now.
Barbara Amirati with Save the Children says this area was submerged in water, along with most of the rest of Plaquemines Parish.
The equipment is old and pretty rusted, so not a great place for kids to play. Unfortunately, it looks like the fence that had been mended has been torn out again. And the problem is there's not much else to do.
That's why Save the Children came into this trailer park, to make it safer and more fun, to give kids and their parents a way to pass the time. One of the problems with FEMA sites like this is they don't look much like home. A chain link fence surrounds the place, a security measure. Then at the front gate, guards check everyone who comes inside, and they all carry guns.
It's not home, I know that. It's hard, I mean, the kids, they have so many children in here. They have strangers that you don't know. You really got to watch your kids. And it's just rough. They don't have too much for the kids to do.
Amanda Ragus sits outside her trailer, her 9-month-old daughter Kirsten on her lap. She says the kids need more to do. After all, they lost their library and the computers it provided. They lost everything they had in their homes. And still, they haven't been able to replace those things. Something Ragus says her 5- and 7-year-old girls don't understand.
I mean, the parents can find things to do. It's the kids that is taking such a toll on. They want to come home, get their bikes, get their toys, get their books, get all of that, but you can't do that. They don't understand when the hurricane came, everything was gone. You got to start all over.
All right, so you're going to fake me, and you're going to cross over in front of me, all right? And then you're going to go left or right, whichever way you want. I really go left.
In the center of the trailer court, Eli Quintana, an energetic former Harlem Globetrotter, teaches 18-year-old C.J. Mackey some moves on a basketball court that was recently set up with a couple of portable goals.
When you get to me, I want you to spin. You know that little spin you do? And spin and go left again. Ready, C.J.? Go. Yeah, there you go. Before we even established just one thing, which is basketball right now, the kids used to, for fun, they would throw rocks at each other. That's what the adults tell me. So now they don't have time to throw a rock. Now they're just worrying about shooting that basketball.
Not all Save the Children projects will be lucky enough to have a former pro basketball star like Quintana. He doesn't get paid. In fact, he spent a lot of his own money on jerseys and equipment. He came as a volunteer because he lived in New Orleans and saw the need to help out, especially younger kids.
Yeah, see, this is a good thing because even though they're playing organized at this age, this is where it starts, where discipline, right here. I mean, you can sometimes hear that they'll yell out and be a little upset, but that's our job to make sure that they don't continue that.
I wanted to thank you all so much for coming. I'm going to pass around the sign-in book. If I can.
Barbara Amirati with Save the Children calls together a new weekly community gathering, a place where residents can talk about problems and plan for the future. They meet under what's left of the old community center. There's a roof, but no walls. Electrical wires and loose insulation hang down. In the few weeks since everyone began meeting, people have talked about getting rid of drugs in the park, handling unruly and unsupervised children, and creating a sense of community here. One woman complains it's too temporary for some people to get involved and make changes here. Anitra Milne says parents need to take more responsibility for their kids.
Communication with the children and the adults, that's definitely one of the biggest problems here.
The bigger question, according to Amirati, is how they rally around that activity and the weekly meetings to change the environment here.
What we really want is for them to see that if they come together in one voice, in some sort of a structured way, that they can make a difference. They can change their lives and the lives of their children.
The nonprofit group plans to bring their community program to 10 FEMA trailer park sites in Louisiana and Mississippi in the next year. But there are dozens of other Katrina housing sites that aren't lucky enough to get this attention. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.